Now I'm serving at the Academy of Indonesian Air Force. I had 3 missions so far. From these 3 missions, I have learned that women can do much more in peacekeeping and also in peacemaking. For me, the biggest lesson learned that I can see the acceptance of local people, especially the women and children. They are the very vulnerable victims of the conflict. They can come close to women and then women peacekeeper and tell or share their stories freely compared to when male peacekeepers come close to them. So they feel like, oh, okay, it is comfortable to talk with women peacekeepers. And the conversation, then we pass this to UNHQ so they can decide what best to do for them. And it was really a great experience for me. And I think more women in peacekeeping operation, then the mandate fulfillment will be achieved greatly.
Why do you think it's so important for people to see women in these positions as protectors?
Again, maybe because the nature of a woman, they're keen to listen and then to share and care. So more women, then more we can do for the peace. That's why we keep saying that send more women peacekeepers to the mission, especially to the mission. And also we need more women in a high-ranking official so they can voice our concern. Then all the member states, they have the same spirit to send more women peacekeepers to the mission. It's not only the uniform one, but also the civilian as well.
Women in peacekeeping operations helps women see themselves in positions that they wouldn't normally, or they might not have seen before. Would you agree with that?
Yeah, this all position women in a different stereotype than before. So if all of us have the same mindset about this, to empower women, then a better and a secure world than we will have. From the whole numbers of women peacekeepers in the whole mission, then we only have less than 3% of women military in peacekeeping. So really, we need support from all our commanders and high-ranking official. So more and more us can join peacekeeping.
What barriers are in place to women joining peacekeeping operations, and how do you think we can break them down?
For Indonesian, I talk based on my experience in Indonesia as our culture and tradition. Still, because the permission from the spouse is really the most important thing that before they can deploy to any mission. One of the solution for this, we keep doing this socialization about the urgency to have more women in our contingent. So more women in peacekeeping, we urge their spouse and we tell them about the situation. It's not as harsh as what they think, and it's not about the prestige of their spouse, but it is about the participation to make a world better and peaceful.